Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You guys still on the Ashton Jeanty train? Not sure if you saw this or not.
Oh, jeez.
Best Offensive Player Award, Travis Hunter. Best Defensive Player Award, Travis Hunter. Explain to me the argument. Explain to me the argument. Not a normal athlete.
That wide receiver award was a robbery.
Okay.
I do not know how he won that award.
Keep coming back with your excuses. You think Cleveland has an excuse for this drive?
Now the Chiefs, Cleveland out of timeouts. And the Chiefs are going to go 3-by-2 with an empty backfield with Chad Henne. Now they're going to bring Darrell Williams trotting to his right. Ball will be snapped in the center of the field, and Henne wants to throw it. Henne's scrambling and comes to the near side. He's at the 40, 45, 50. Henne dives. He's close to a first down at the 49-yard line. Really, really close. Chad Henne jumps up and waves his arm toward the stands.
That is the sweet sexual sounds of Mitch Holtis. He'll join us in about 20 minutes. Chad Henne on that miraculous drive against the Cleveland Browns. We all remember that game. We all remember where we were. I was in a basement in a winery in Herman, Missouri.
During a playoff game?
That's right.
How'd you end up there in January? Herman's like an October place.
Relationships are weird.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
I do wonder you're not in that one over here. Would you really?
Yeah, it was awesome. We had the whole downstairs bar to ourselves, and they were just feeding us wine.
Two of you?
And I was, just two of us. And I was watching that game going, that's Chad Henne. Glad I'm drunk. And then that happened, and we were down there, and all of a sudden, like, everybody started to come down there because we were the only two cheering. And then all of a sudden, there was like 25 people down there, and like, oh, wow, you guys are down here watching. We're like, yeah, we like it that way.
Yeah, it's better that way.
I forget what the winery was called, but it was awesome. It was great. But
Missouri wine is terrible. I'll just say that. It's just not my thing. It's too damn sweet.
But that wasn't a normal game, and I don't think this game is a normal game.
No, it's not.
What I mean by normal, and what Mac, I think, and I were and you were all talking about yesterday in the post-production meeting after the show, is that this isn't a normal game. This is one of those things where, you know, they're going to have to run the ball more than we ever see. And we don't know if Andy's going to do that. Nate Taylor, who joined the show yesterday of The Athletic, had this to say about not a normal game.
I don't care if you got to run the ball 40 times on Sunday to ensure that your quarterback exits Cleveland healthy.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do. So we'll find out today if DJ Humphries will practice. But I think if you're going to put Joe Tooney out there, you have to realize that this is not a normal game. So your game plan should not be normal.
So this, I don't think, I'm hoping, this is my hope. And when we do the script, more of this will bleed out. Plus what Mitch says will give me some more insight of what I think this game will be like. And we can talk to Mitch Holtis about this in a little bit. But I get it. I know the guy that sat here before me used to say this a lot. Like, don't overthink this one. Because there is a monster among men. Monsters of Men is a great band, but Monster Among Men and Myles Garrett going against a leaking spot in this three-piece ship. And you just, I think running the ball kind of Ifso Faxo takes that out to a degree. He's still going to be a force, and he can start cheating, and then maybe that's how you get him off his game plan. But I'm with Nate, man. Like, you've got Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt. Everyone always says you play down to your competition. Play down to it. Run the ball. I don't care if Kelce has two catches for 18 yards. If they win this game 20-17 or, hell, 19-17 for a third week in a row, and Myles Garrett isn't a factor, and Pacheco and Kareem Hunt have 15-18 carries each for 150 yards and a touchdown apiece, boy, I don't care. I just don't want 95 hitting 15 more than twice. The guy's been hit enough this year. Yeah. In fact, he's already been sacked more times this year in his career than any other year through 14 weeks, through 13 games. Don't let this be a normal Chiefs game where you go out there and just script your first 15, have it be 13 run plays, and the other two are, I don't know, I guess considered run plays, jet sweeps with Xavier Worthy. Let Xavier Worthy run the ball on this team, and really that takes Myles Garrett out if you run the opposite way and let him overcommit. Look, I know nothing about coaching. I'm acting like I do, but I don't need this to be a normal Chiefs game where it's, you know, 5 to DeAndre, 6 targets to Kelce, 4 to Noah Gray, you know, which means that's probably what it's going to be. But take the normalcy Chiefs thing out of it and just go be the Detroit Lions run game. Run both running backs opposite of each other, and just control the clock, control the game, and let them run the ball.
You know, I've always said I could be better than 50% of the NFL head coaches in this league, and Spector told me yesterday, he goes,
that's humble of you.
It is. And Spector told me yesterday, he goes, I used to think you were full of it when you said that. He goes, now I kind of agree. You'd be better than 75% of the coaches in the NFL. And I do believe I would be better than most of the NFL coaches out here, because I wouldn't overthink things. And that's what you're saying, which makes a lot of sense, is that you sometimes it's okay just to be simple and basic. That's okay. I know a lot of times in this world, we don't like the simple, we don't like the basic, but I think that's what you have to do in this game. I was talking to a buddy of mine up in Cleveland this morning. His name is Barry, and he's a Chiefs fan, so he listens to us all the time, but he also keeps an ear on what's going on in Cleveland. He goes, they're really confident that they're going to win this game this week. The Browns people are, like, and they're a 3-10 football team going against a 12-1 football team. There should be no confidence in Cleveland or care, frankly, that you're playing this football game at 3-10, right? You're a 3-10 football team. Go watch the Cavs, okay? Yeah. So, like,
team.
Yeah, right. So there should be no, like, there should be no concern, there should be no consternation with a 3-10 team against a 12-1 football team. But that glaring weakness is so big that people in both cities are talking about this one major weakness that is out there on the field. A weakness for us, a strength for them, right? Everybody's talking about it, which tells me Andy's like 10 steps ahead of us. And that's why Andy Reid is the greatest coach that's ever lived, because he knows what people are talking about. He knows what his team is about. They know what they have going on in there. They know what Cleveland's going to be thinking. I have a feeling that Andy Reid is going to have that game plan cooked up to try to neutralize Myles Garrett as much as possible, because everybody in the free world knows that is a matchup that may be one of the most lopsided matchups we've seen all year in the NFL, Myles Garrett versus left tackle of the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's going to be bootlegs to the right. It's going to be jet sweeps. It's going to be three tight ends on the left side near Myles Garrett. Bunch of window dressing, eye candy. There was a regular season game a couple years ago in the regular season against the 49ers where they did this similarly. There was a right tackle. I can't remember. It might have been Schwartz at the time, who may have been injured or something, and they had to deal with Bosa. And Andy Reid did exactly what you said, Bob. He got in his bag, and Nick Bosa, head on a swivel, looking like he was watching a ping pong match the whole game because he had no idea where anyone was.
I don't think Nick Bosa is in the same boat, though, as Myles Garrett. I think Myles Garrett is a much smarter and better football player than Nick Bosa could ever be.
Both are back-to-back defensive players of the year.
Yeah, but I still think Myles Garrett is, like, he scares me. Nick Bosa, I'm like, eh.
I think that's fair. Nick Bosa is really scary. I'd say he's the top of tier two, whereas Myles Garrett is like in a tier of his own.
He's in his own tier. But the thing about Nick Bosa is
he's got another person in his company.
That's fair. And we will see him later.
Next week.
We can have this conversation in 2 weeks.
Then it's going to be meaningless, hopefully.
Then it's Juwan Taylor's turn. No, I think I'm into your theory that Buffalo wins this week.
Yeah, oh, you are.
I am into it.
Yeah, because they need this Christmas Day game to be big. It's a business, not a sport.
Well, I just think that they're pissed, and I think they can play with Detroit.
I think they can, too. No,
I think if we go back to it all, I think I look at quarterback, and I'm like, if I had to have a gun to my head, and you're like, does Josh Allen win this game or does Jared Goff win this game? I'm like, Josh Allen.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know I said 2 weeks ago, but I didn't anticipate a Rams loss, yeah, exactly. Right? And that changes everything, sure. Right? This is like funny, like people never change their stance, but when you get evidence that says you should change your stance, like this is evidence, like I think Buffalo is going to beat Detroit now. So I do think the game on Christmas Day is going to be meaningful, which I really hope it was.
Also in Buffalo.
And
It's in Detroit. We can get into that later.
Yeah, but Nick Bosa, they've always talked about, like, that's a guy who just over-pursues everything, right?
Like, true, he does.
You can deke him, you can fake him out. I've never heard somebody say that about Myles Garrett.
No, I mean, I think it's
that's fair.
I think Myles Garrett is the perfect example of the ripple effect because I think he's one of two guys that can change a game at that position. It's him and it's T.J. Watt, right? Like, Pittsburgh could probably go back to last year's record and be like, T.J.'s responsible for three wins by himself. Whether it's late-game sack, strip, fumble, and recovery, that doesn't happen. The Steelers don't score a touch. There's at least three of those last year. Myles Garrett is that guy because mm-hmm. Myles Garrett can blow up your left tackle, which then makes your quarterback and your running back have to think differently because now what? If you're not running the ball, then someone else is absorbing that hit. If Wanye or if it's Tooney that gets blown out, then it's Pacheco or maybe we see a lot more of Samaje Perine because he knows how to, you know, sit back and block. But it is a ripple effect because that's why you say that there's some optimism in Cleveland, who I think is a perfect team to be like, we're just going to go out there and play spoiler and we don't care.
And that's the thing. At 3-10, they got nothing to lose. They don't really give a rip.
No,
they like Jameis. They've rallied around Jameis.
He's a believer.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
But they still are 3-10 and we're 12-1 and we shouldn't be having these conversations.
Right. And I don't know if they're 3-10 if the creep is their quarterback all year. I think if Jameis is there, they're probably a lot like the Niners.
Yeah.
Right? They're probably 6-8, 6-7
Yeah, a couple games better.
But I think
better,
that's why they're belief because everybody knows that they do have that one X factor that can change a game on defense. Like cornerbacks can't really do that. Like they can take away a receiver, but then you can, you know, go to the other side of the field. Defensive ends like Myles Garrett and TJ Watt can absolutely wreck, change, and dominate a game if you do not exploit that. And I'm like you. I'm trusting Andy Reid here. Like we all sit back in games where the Chiefs are down by three with a minute left. It's like, we got Patrick Mahomes. This is one of those games where you're like, we got Andy Reid.
And just to go on record, I don't think I'd be a better coach than Andy Reid. He's like one of five. But if you're a sane individual, you should be trusting Andy Reid in this. There's no evidence that says we shouldn't trust Andy Reid in the game plan. Let's go.
That's right. Coming up on the other side, we give a shout out to a very special person. You know what we always say? Go do nice things for someone. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. This person did it on the eve of their birthday. Plus, another person that's really nice, Mitch Holtis. He'll join us on the other side as well. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
How about it? How about Taylor Swift, boys
and girls?
Give her
a round of applause, right? Let's celebrate her.
How about the birthday girl? Sources have told me she's tuned in, loves the show, watches on YouTube.
Yes, she does.
What a person, man.
She's awesome. She's the greatest human being, man. She's just the best. And happy birthday. You're right. Today is Taylor's birthday.
Friday the 13th. It's her favorite number. It is her birthday. 35 years young today. Man, you just love to see it. And I know you guys are probably thinking, what did the Chiefs pay you to say this? This is dear from my heart. I say it every day at the end of a show. Go do something nice for somebody because you never know. She went surprise kids at the Kansas City Hospital.
Yeah, Children's Mercy went to yesterday and surprised every kid in the hospital and took pictures with kids.
Signed
TikTok
autographs.
Videos. Yeah, signed autographs, met with the staff.
Pet dogs.
She's here in the middle of the week,
and
there's no home game this weekend, so it wasn't like she flew in and is doing a photo op or anything like that. Now, she's here in Kansas City because this is her home and her adopted home, and she's here. She wouldn't be here if she didn't love it here, visiting kids in the hospital. Like, she's got 1,000 probably things she could be doing, right? Her tour just ended, like, on Sunday, right?
That's right.
So then she flies to Kansas City and then goes and hangs out at Children's Mercy Hospital all day. And I know from years and years of doing work with Noah's Bandage Project and seeing those kids at Children's Mercy Hospital, man, it sucks if you're a child and you're in the hospital. I may get emotional about this. No kid should have to be in the hospital. No kid should have to be battling cancer or anything like that. They should be kids. They should be playing. They should have fun. But it happens. And that's why we have one of the greatest children's hospitals in the world in Children's Mercy right here in Kansas City that does amazing, amazing things. And my kid was a product of Children's Mercy. My daughter was born with a hole in her heart. We took her to Children's Mercy Hospital, you know, every 6 months going in and making, and the care that you get at Children's Mercy Hospital is exceptional and is second to none. And then to be a sick kid in the hospital and to have Taylor Swift show up, are you telling me that didn't make the year, the life of a lot of those kids that are fighting for their lives? They're not in there to have a broken arm or something like that. They're fighting for their lives as children. And the best way to fight for your life as a kid or anything like that is to be positive and to be happy. And all of a sudden, Taylor Swift walks into your room. Like, this isn't Patrick Mahomes, man. Like, this is a level above that, right? Like, this is the greatest celebrity on Earth right now, the most popular celebrity on Earth, who gave like $100 million in tips to people over the last year or so. Like, this woman is just a spectacular human being. And if everybody could be just 1% of what Taylor Swift is, this world would be an amazing place. She's just the greatest person that I've ever seen to do that to those kids, to do TikTok videos with kids. She was there all day. I mean, like, who does that? She's awesome, man. We're so lucky that she's in our town.
It's insane, man. Because, I mean, like, you know, sometimes it's like never good enough. And I know there's going to be people that are going to say, well, you know, she's got to do these appearances once a year.
No, she doesn't.
Not at all. And, you know, we always ask, like, you know, could, you know, celebrities do more? Could they use their platform more? We get asked. People will be like, hey, you know, you guys have a pretty big platform. Can you give my wife a shout out for a happy birthday? That's so minute to like what this was yesterday. I mean, you go to a Children's Mercy Hospital on, you know, 4 days rest of a worldwide, nationwide tour.
2 year tour.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, your birthday is the next day and you give a gift to people that'll never forget that moment.
Right.
Ever.
Ever. Ever.
Like, you're signing autographs, you're getting presents. It's like, I think one of them was really cool. It said, I root for Taylor's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And she saw it on a blanket. She's like, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And like Max said, she's like, you know, Brock Purdy made me nervous last year. She's dialed in.
She is, yeah.
And I think there's a lot of people that have relationships that maybe can kind of, you know, attest to this, that, you know, you've sat on the couch with like maybe your wife or your girlfriend or your fiance that wasn't really interested in football, but the celebrity aspect got, you know, maybe they were T-Swift fans and now they've dove into football a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And then in this game, you know, I could see like, you know, Taylor Swift in the suite in Cleveland be like, man, they just a lot of worry about left tackle this week. You know,
right,
that Myles Garrett guy's like, everybody's like, huh?
Yeah.
You're dove in like that?
She is. She's dialed in.
I'm captivated by it because it's just, but it's really cool to see that. Not everybody does this celebrity wise. I know that, you know, you see things that maybe we don't talk about enough when there's nice things that happen. It's nice to see stories like this.
And it's not like she had a group following her around with
man.
A camera and a boom mic and doing it for clicks and all that kind of stuff. No, she just showed up and the pictures that surfaced were from the people in the hospital. And that's why it's so special, because she's not there looking for publicity or anything like that. She's there to genuinely impact kids.
And it was those people's photos that were uploaded.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. There was no publicity.
TMZ wasn't there.
No, nobody was there. Nobody knew this. The people who worked there didn't know. She just showed up.
Right.
Because you saw some of the comments from the people that work at the hospital. They're like, didn't have this on my bingo card today that Taylor Swift was going to show up. So she showed up, and the power of positive thinking when you're sick and when you're ill, it really goes a long way. We've talked to people over the years that used the Royals in 14 and 15 to battle what they were going through. I'm sure there's a lot of people right now that are using the success of the Chiefs to keep going and have that positive impact and have that positive outlook on life. And Taylor Swift gave those kids that opportunity yesterday. She gave them, I don't even want to say like a moment of like normalism, because Taylor Swift showing up isn't normal. That's just the coolest thing ever. But she gave those kids the opportunity to put a big smile on their face when they're fighting for their lives, man. Taylor, I love you. You're the best.
On the eve of her birthday, she did that. So shout out to Taylor Swift.
Happy what do you want birthday. For your birthday? You know, I'm just going to go visit the kids in the hospital.
I'll give you something for your birthday. Here's a key to the city for the rest of your life.
Yeah. God,
that's what they need to give her.
Stay focused, Dusty. Stay focused, Dusty. Stay focused, Dusty.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's
Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Somebody should alert Tony Dungy, too, to what Taylor Swift did yesterday.
Oh, boy.
We are now going to be joined by Mitch Holthus, brought to you by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience. Outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Also brought to you by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, I'm focused, buddy. Here we go. We do it again. We dive down the X's and O's, and welcome to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. How we doing, my friend?
Words are empty at this time of year. Is he truly focused?
I'm looking at him right now, and I don't think he just really comprehended what you just said. So I'm going to answer and say no.
Stay focused, Dusty.
There you go. I mean, it's brought to you by Silverstein. Maybe we take him over there and get him focused.
He focused both of us, man.
Mitch, I got bifocals on the left side of this offensive line today, buddy. I can tell you that much. That's where I'm focused.
Well, most of the kingdom is, too. Including yours truly. And I heard you guys talking about Taylor Swift before I got on. Think about this. She just went this exhausting tour. You would think she would want to go to, I don't know, some island and just crash. Instead, she comes here, does that. And I'm with you. I just think it's awesome. Because if it's me and it's my birthday and I've been on an exhausting tour, I don't think I would spend all day at a hospital helping kids. So, big shout out. Not only happy birthday to Taylor Swift, but way to go.
Yeah, it's really cool, too, that she didn't let anybody know. She just showed up. She just did her thing. And, you know, for all these, you know, these dolts out there that are trying to tell you, oh, this is a contrived relationship by the NFL and all that kind of stuff. Man, kiss my ass. This is as real as it gets. And this is just wonderful.
Is this part of the NFL script?
Yes.
Replacement kickers kicking replacement kicker field goals at doink and doink and blocks. It's all great script writing, by the way.
Yes.
Whoever's in this cabin in the woods writing these scripts deserves a raise.
No, it's been spectacular. But let's talk about what we don't want to talk about, and that's that left side of the line, man. The left side of the line, Mitch versus Myles Garrett. Your thoughts?
Well, how much ammo do we have left? It's like it's a little bit of the Alamo feeling, kind of feeling surrounded. Myles Garrett is phenomenal. I'm not sure if he's not the best of all of these guys, and that's not to cast aspersions on the Boses or Von Miller's at the end of the career, but Khalil Mack, all those edge rushers, Danielle Hunter, and how we get him back-to-back, actually. The top two in the league, we may get back-to-back because Myles Garrett, Danielle Hunter right now, I think, is one and two. Myles Garrett is just a stud. I was talking with Coach Reed about it this week. Garrett really has a goal of playing in the NBA, and who's going to stop him? Just a phenomenal athlete, and it's going to take all hands on deck to just slow him down. That and the quick game, the quick passing game, was encouraging to see that last week. If it's going to take everything you can find to slow down Myles Garrett, because he has three strip sacks that leads the NFL. That's what's terrifying. He won't just get sacks. He'll get game-changing plays. And so Myles Garrett obviously needs to be accounted for by everybody that breathes in the kingdom.
Mitch, when you look at this Cleveland team, is it – because we were having this discussion earlier that, you know, they're 3-10. They're kind of like – they're kind of an enigma, I think, because I don't think their record indicates really what they are, but they also are that team that – you know, they're the starting pitcher that can go out there for six scoreless innings, and then it just all falls apart. You look at the scoreline at the end of the game, and it's 7-2.
Or it's the starting pitcher that you face that's 3-10 with an ERA of, like, I don't know, 3.9, and they just – you can't hit him.
So the Royals
seven
season.
Innings. Well, yeah. I mean, it's like Wheeler of the Phillies, but he'd have a good record. This is a guy that have a bad record in September, and you're in a pennant chase, and he just shuts you down.
Mm-hmm.
That's these guys. I mean, that's their potential. Ask Baltimore. If Cleveland guys don't turn it over, and they've got 21 giveaways, if they don't turn it over, they're super dangerous. And their most effective part of their team is right now what the Chiefs are facing the most challenges with. Not just what we mentioned with Myles Garrett and protection across the board, but also the deep third of the pass defense. This is a deep third team. The biggest deep third challenge the Chiefs have had since week 2 in the Cincinnati Bengals.
meaning Jerry Jeudy is lighting it up, and famous Jameis Winston is launching it down there. That is a problem in this game.
So how do we get kind of that defensive effort? I don't want to say effort, but that performance, I guess we could say, maybe that we had in the early part of the season where nobody was catching anything and they were doing amazing things back in that defensive backfield?
It's an awesome question. I think
Thank you.
I think it's the main question of the day, even more than the Myles Garrett one, just because it's been a bit more of a mystery. Ever since that last drive by Tampa Bay to tie the game, the Chiefs have given up 20-plus plays. Spags and I were talking about it yesterday. And all it takes is kind of one play, like the Shamari Connor play last week. If he gets his head turned and knocks it down, that could be a double-digit win against the Chargers. But I talked to Trent McDuffie, you guys, and, you know, he's got that class of 22 is such a wise group. They're so mature mentally and emotionally. I talk about them all the time. But I asked Trent McDuffie, how do you get the swag back? How does this defense get its swag back?
Mm-hmm.
And listen to his answer. I think there's some interesting parts of this answer.
Getting the swag back.
Yeah.
Because let's just be honest, 10 giveaways.
Yeah.
But how does this defense get its swag back starting this week with Cleveland?
Yeah. You know what I think it is? One, I think it's turnovers. You know what I mean? I think we've gone a few weeks where we haven't had turnovers, and turnovers is huge. You know, it's a momentum thing. But also I think guys just need to let loose and have fun. Like, I think we were being so dominant in that first Chargers half. After every play, there was energy. You guys were hype. Guys were having fun. Guys were running over to each other across the sideline. And when we're at our best, I can just see the energy of the team. It's infectious. You know, we go out there as one, and we're just a whole unit. So not worrying so much about, like, the score, but just worrying about just being us and having fun doing it, I think is going to be the best way we can get our swag back.
Have fun, Mitch, huh?
Well, no, hear me out on this. There's something I take serious to this.
Sure.
In the fact that these guys are so self-aware, and they're so self-aware of what's at stake. They've been this way. I told you, nobody has to say a word. It's every day I see it where they know what's at stake. But they've been so serious and kind of tightened up. It's like any of us where we're faced with a challenge or we know there's a big task. These guys almost need to loosen up on defense. Think of the play in Germany against Tyreek Hill. Think of that play where McDuffie strips it, and it's picked up by Mike Edwards, who flips it back to Brian Cook, who runs for a touchdown. That's a fun, let's just cut it. You've got to stay on your task. You've got to know your assignment on that very play. But you, on defense especially, you've got to have some fun and fly around. I don't think this defense is having fun. And there have been times where they have been able to make plays and haven't made them. And I think a lot of it is trying to do the right thing at all the right times, and it's actually led to a much less desired result. So I think Trent McDuffie's right. If they can recapture a little bit of the 10-year-old in them and fly around, this defense could be much different over the next several weeks. I know it sounds simplistic, but I think he's on to something.
All right, Mitch, let me ask you this, though. How much of this defense playing the way that they're playing is because they feel like, I can't make a mistake right now? It's not like the offense is putting up 30 every game, you know? So the margin of error for me seems to be very small for defense. But offensively, if they just turn one field goal a game into a touchdown, then I think we think more of the defense. Does that make sense to you?
It does. And if you listen to between the lines of that interview with him, I think that comes oozing out as a sublime part of this. Now, it's not being mad at the offense. They bailed each other out this year, and special teams have bailed offense and defense out. But I do think the fact that, yes, but it's the way it was last year,
mm-hmm.
Bob. That's how they got to the playoffs and won the division. It was the defense doing it. But they did it in a different light. And this year the expectations are so high, and the ramifications are so big, it's kind of doubled that thought. So I'm with you. I think they're thinking all of that. And so it's a matter of them looking each other on defense and go, why don't we just play and turn it loose? Because I think that's been the lack of takeaways. I've got to do the perfect thing at the perfect time, every time. And no, you don't. No, you don't. Just be in the direction. Don't blow an assignment, but attack. And maybe take a chance on going after an interception. And instead of like, oh, man, I've got to be just perfect. So I'll be interested to see if the defense plays a little bit differently this week in that regard.
Talking to Mitch Holtis here, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, you know, I do it every week, stay focused. I said this isn't a normal game because I don't want to see a normal style of Chiefs offense. Man, I will be thrilled if both those running backs in the backfield have 15 carries each, and I feel like that might be a way to subside the dominance in Myles Garrett. Am I wrong or am I not focused? I don't know how you see that playing out.
I like your thinking, but you got to also get some explosive plays in those runs. Now, I'm going to throw in some IJP, Ryan. You said two. I'm going to say three.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, P. Ryan's block saves the game last week against the Chargers on Derwin James. That might be the biggest play of the year that we're going to forget about. That was awesome. Or otherwise, Pat does not hit Xavier Worthy and get that first down.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing was his tackle-breaking play when he was able to catch the checkdown pass and break two tackles and get a first down. You remember that?
Yep.
So I'm going to throw Piron in on this, but I would unleash the three-headed monster, not just in runs, Dusty, but also in the short passing game. Because in the short passing game, whether it's angles, circles, these guys can break tackles, and you can get a double-digit play out of a non-designed double-digit play, if that makes sense. But I would use all three of these cats, and I'd burn it up.
What do you think they're going to do at left tackle? Is it going to be Wanye Morris, or do you move Joe Tooney outside to the left tackle position and put Caliendo in there?
Now, that's where you stare at the ceiling fan. I think you've got to be ready for everything in this. I'm curious if Coach Reed will address it today. If he doesn't, I think you have to be ready for everything. I think it's all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it sounds crazy, but it's what I told you guys last week with DJ Humphreys. You know, that DJ Humphreys last week, in the first half of that game against the Chargers, and think of who he's going against, had his OTAs, his mandatory mini camps, his training camp, and his preseason in one half. We just want to say, hey, it's Madden, just plug him in, and I'll create this character, and it'll be fine. That's this discussion, too. It could be all of that. It could be all of that. And I'm not skirting your answer.
Yeah.
They're looking for answers.
No doubt.
You've got to be ready to do every possible circumstance to try to win this game.
So how do, and I want to fast forward just for a minute, though, because I'm thinking of it. How do they address this in the offseason? Is it free agency? Is it trying to trade up? Like, obviously, that's the biggest weakness that they need to address. And they've done a great job of addressing those weaknesses over the years.
You know Brett Veach. And he's on it already. Like, he thinks way ahead of all of us. I think it's, again, you have to look at everything, no stone unturned. You've got to look at maybe a trade. The thing that's going to be odd about this offseason is I don't think you're going to have piles of cash to go out and go shop and get the best available free agent left tackle. They haven't done that really anyway, to some extent with Orlando Brown Jr., and maybe with Juwan Taylor, but you've got to not just give up on Kingsley Suamaitia or Wanye Morris. You can't just go, well, that's it. I don't think they can do it. Their off season begins the first second the game is over to end this season, whatever game that is. Hopefully Super Bowl 59. But even if you win Super Bowl 59 and you have a parade, it'd be like the day after the parade, boys. We got to start and get you ready for the 2025 season. It is going to take all spring and all summer of development work with those guys and continue to look at a veteran. You look at the draft. I don't think this is a particularly deep draft for, there's 10 left tackles. In fact, how many left tackles bust early in their career? So it's going to be no stone unturned when looking at that position and really the entire offensive line.
Well, we got to wait to get there because we have to
stay focused, Dusty,
on this game, and hopefully they can get to 13-1 and
stay focused, Dusty,
on to the next week. Mr. Holtis, we will continue to have you join us on Fridays and continue to listen to your voice of the Chiefs, and have a good call in Cleveland, and best of luck, sir.
Actually, that recording is of your fifth grade science teacher, Mr. Woodcock.
That's right.
He also taught PE.
That's right.
You remember the Billy Bob Thornton character?
Oh, yeah.
In the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's Mr. Woodcock saying,
stay focused, Dusty.
That's right. All right, Mitch. Take care, buddy. Bye. Mitch Holt is there, Mr. Woodcock. That's a pull. I haven't seen that movie in forever. Mitch Holt is brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center, brought to you by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. I actually did have a fifth grade teacher, and his name was Mr. Wynn Holtz, not Woodcock.
Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Lou Holtz, huh?
Yeah, Mr. Wynn Holtz.
Mr. John Holt.
Got to watch Bill Nye the Science Guy every Friday for his
so
class.
So he came great. Over hungover after Thursday night hitting the bars.
Possibility.
That's how you knew your teacher was hungover. Now, you know, as an adult, it was movie day. Miss Johnson was hungover last night.
I think there's a reason why people continue to show sports hate towards number 15 for the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'll tell you why. So will Bob and so will Mac on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Jarvis Landry sneaks out into a left slot. Mayfield holding, comes back to the near side, a man wide open at the five, stumbling for the pylon, the ball's out, and fumbled out of the end zone. It'll be a touchback. It was caught by Njoku at the one, then he dove for the pylon, lost control of the ball. Gigantic, gigantic fumble. It is a touchback. The Chiefs keep Cleveland off the scoreboard on this drive.
We all remember that one, too. The unsung hero, Dan Sorensen.
Ah, yes. It's always the guy you count out.
Breaking news.
Oh. Bill Belichick quit?
The Miami Dolphins and wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. Have agreed to a mutual release on Friday, a source confirmed to ESPN. The news was first reported by NFL Network. And the follow-up story, Adam Schefter, Chiefs are the favorite to land Odell Beckham.
God. I'm kidding.
That's just how it always goes.
I didn't know he was still playing. I mean, that's where I am on Odell Beckham Jr. I didn't know he was still part of this thing.
Wonder if he has five catches this season. I'm going to look.
Hey, did you hear Tyreek had another baby?
No, this is serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he did. Had another child. And then, like, a judge ruled that, like, another one.
Yeah.
Somebody else is pregnant.
That's now baby number 12.
Yes, and I think 13 may be on the way.
He's got a full soccer roster and a reserve.
How many touchdowns has he had this year?
Two.
Yeah, how many kids has he had this year?
Wow.
This is pretty cool. Bob, Dustman, Big Mac, me and my three sons are heading to Cleveland as we speak. We're ready to bring the noise. 11 and a half hours in the truck, but it's going to be worth it.
Let's go.
Over under 3.5 brawls in the back seat during the duration.
How old are the kids?
Thanks for being great morning and providing entertainment from Bubby. So shout out to
Bubby.
Thanks
for listening, man.
Drive safe. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the memories.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
And
that's cool.
Please do not get Skyline chili.
That's Cincinnati. But they don't have that in Cleveland. I think it's that bad. Like
it's only sectionalized in Cincinnati.
Yes. I do. Like, it is that bad.
It's a couple hours
that
away.
That they don't eat. Like, I mean, you know.
And then I respect the text as well. We respect that one too, Bubby. Enjoy the thanks for the kind words and shout out. In other news, Mike Florio predicts that Andy Reid will retire after this season.
Okay.
Take the day, sir. But no, there is reason to believe why Patrick Mahomes is either hated in a sports way, which is fine. I think it's okay to have sports hate. We all have it, right? Like, John Elway was my worst nightmare. I hated that guy.
Mike Bibby.
Oh, yeah. He did ruin your chance at a national championship.
He did.
Along with Miles Simon as well. We always forget about him.
Mike Bibby will always be that guy.
He was so good. That Jayhawk team, man, Jock Vaughn, every man.
Don't tell
my dad about that team.
That was one of the most devastating losses. I was so upset I went outside of my friend Britt's house and peed in his yard.
Mm. Good thing nobody drove by.
Well, I could finish the story, but I won't.
Thank you. Yes. But there is a pro football reference page. And as of 2024 comes to a close end, the look at which pro football reference players' pages had the most views in each state. One, I guess. Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Almost the entire, like, outside of, like, Illinois, Minnesota,
Did you
Wisconsin,
see who Illinois' most searched athlete was?
Justin Fields.
That's right.
Yikes.
But, like, I mean, Louisiana's is still Drew Brees.
Well, what have they really had since Drew Brees?
Jameis Winston.
Let it go.
Yeah.
But he's their greatest quarterback ever.
But it is of no surprise, obviously, the entire Midwest. But then there's only two states west of, like, St. Louis that is a different player. And that is in Washington, it is Russell, or not Washington. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Russell Wilson. And right. In California, it's Brock Purdy. Everything else, Hawaii, Patrick Mahomes.
Alaska,
Patrick Mahomes.
Texas.
Mahomes, of course.
Even Nebraska.
Most viewed players page. Like, what is everybody going there to look at?
His stats? I don't know.
I mean,
birthday?
Because, I mean, when you're most viewed.
Tom Brady is still number one in New England, by the way.
What else did they have?
To answer your question.
I mean, Tom Brady hasn't played there since COVID.
But it's literally a list dominated by basically Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, it literally looks like an election map. Like, yeah. It is red and purple.
You got Josh Allen in a couple states.
Jordan Love, Jared Goff in their respected states.
I mean, my mother must be active on the computer in Jersey because Mahomes is winning New Jersey as well.
Right. Lamar's got Florida, which I find interesting.
That is weird.
Well, who should have Florida, though?
I don't know. Tyreek? Tua? Like, anybody? Lawrence. I don't know why Lamar Jackson would be number one most
searched athlete. Is he from Florida? I know he went to Louisville, but is he from Florida?
I think you might be right.
Okay, so, yeah.
Derrick Henry is still Tennessee's. Let it go!
Uh-huh. Oh, they're not. They're never going to let that go.
No. They also let A.J. Brown go. Maybe for the right reason. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's interesting that Mahomes has just everybody. Like, North Dakota, South Dakota, like, Utah, Idaho, New Mexico.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was born in Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go.
So there's the answer. That makes sense.
Sam Darnold's number one in Minnesota. Jordan Love is number one in Wisconsin. And all the golfers are up in Michigan.
Right.
But it's wild to look at the most viewed pages.
Like when you go to Mahomes' pro reference page, like, what do you look at? Like, I know you stats, just look at, obviously,
if you
want to
be
like,
awed, I guess. Or maybe you're looking at, like, what he's done,
like,
who can be close, or how far Josh Allen may be away from Patrick Mahomes.
I would assume that their rabbit hole is, like, how good is he? Like, is the record really, like,
that's my theory, too. Yeah, watching this year.
Where did this guy go to college again?
Yeah,
where was he drafted?
It's like, wait, what was that season? Did he have, like, 5,000 yards? And then look at the stats. Like, oh, damn, he had, like, four amazing years.
He's from Tyler, Texas.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, no, but that, I mean, Pro Football Reference, though, is got everything on there about the salaries. It's got all that stuff.
Nicknames.
Yeah, right?
It's like the sports version of Reddit for me. Like, if I just, like, search one guy, then I'll click on, like, a year or a team, and then I'm down the rabbit hole where I'm looking up, like, Sylvester Morris stats.
Oh, God, do you get those? Yeah,
and I'm like, what am I doing?
I like Baseball Reference myself. You know,
it's
obviously the same thing as Pro Football Reference, but Baseball Reference is that kind of way as well. You end, because then it'll tell you how that player was acquired, what trades they were involved in, like, all. It's got literally everything you could imagine, you know, about these players.
We talk about the players. Like, have you ever had a tough breakup with an athlete? Like, it was like, damn. Like, I'm sad to see that guy go. I think Beltran's what screeps out to me. Like, that was a tough breakup because it was like he was, I guess how we like to say it, on the come.
Yeah.
And then he goes to Houston and has a historic playoff run.
But
you're just
knew
like, damn
it. Was gonna
and
come,
then he becomes
though.
A Met, and you're like, anywhere but New York. And he goes to New York. That one was tough for me to see. And then my dad would probably say Rich Gannon.
Yeah, that was a tough one. And I know a lot of the players on that team are still
sticking
pissed.
With Elvis.
Yeah, they're, I mean, it's
who would
amazing.
Then go win a Super Bowl?
Yeah,
like, damn it.
Yeah, well, he's
Gannon would win an MVP.
Yeah,
still got one. Chiefs didn't have any sort of success in the playoffs with it. And then Gannon wins the MVP, goes and has a terrible Super Bowl.
I think that the names that you mentioned, though, like those are your childhood. I think as you get to be an adult, you understand more. Like, I think there would be people that would say Tyreek Hill, right?
That was tough. Because you're like, what's the offense going to be? Just the leader in every offensive stat.
And you got Mahomes, and that's that.
Right.
You know, like, so you don't need Tyreek Hill. And the team has done nothing but win. So that's not a tough breakup there. You know, it's not like they got rid of Chris Jones. That may have been a tough breakup for some folks. Or, you know, Kelsey, or maybe when Mahomes retires, or, you know, whatever the case is there. But I don't know that I've had a tough breakup with an athlete.
Justin Houston for me.
Really?
Yeah, that was tough. I love Justin Houston.
You love Justin Houston?
Yes. still wanted us to bring him back this season.
Oh, God.
He's got juice in the tank.
Does he?
I don't know.
Probably apple not. Juice.
Yeah.
I mean, is he even, like, even wanting to play?
Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't. He was a very impressive man in the locker room, by the way. Very dominant.
Yeah.
Dominant presence.
Priest Holmes like for me, because he didn't really finish, you know?
Yeah.
Sean Merriman, jerk. Thanks to him, we have the horse collar tackle.
Yeah.
But Lights out. I hated Sean Merriman. Sports hate.
I'm sure some people would say Jared Allen, maybe, because we got rid of him a little bit too soon, maybe.
Tony G? Is he up there?
Nah. Mm.
That was like a toxic breakup.
No, yeah. Tony Gonzalez saw the writing on the wall and was ahead of everybody.
Yeah. Now he's worked for like four different companies in sports. I don't know. Is he a good analyst? I'm trying to wrap my head around. Do we like Tony Gonzalez for what he is, or is he just... Mm?
Yeah, I think he's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, he's fine.
Fair enough.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Coming up on the other side, it's the script. We're always wrong, but you love it when we're wrong, and don't lie to yourselves about it. You simply do. Mac, Bob, Dusty, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
I just want to say how awesome it is to have Bob Fesco and Legend Likens on every morning to start my day. I freaking love you guys.
On your home for Kansas City Sports, 96.5 The Fan.